Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be discussing guides and playbooks. Now, I think these are quite handy. A lot of people forget about these that are out there on the web. Essentially, they're exactly as the title says, they're guides or playbooks, like how you work with something, whether it be design, development, or a company. So I thought it'd be good just to run through a few of the ones that I keep in my little bookmarks here under a guides folder in Chrome. Now, the granddaddy of all these, which I read fairly regularly, is Thoughtbot's Playbook, which can be found at playbook.thoughtbot.com. So what this does is it covers basically how they run their business. So it goes from everything from time, product design sprints, choosing a platform, the laptop setup. So generally that they're on machines. This is all about getting your computer set up for development, etc. Then they have planning, designing, developing, production, measuring, sales, hiring, operations, and sharing. So there's lots of really, really good stuff in this. It's free. All you have to do is go to playbook.thoughtbot.com, and I think you can download it as an EPUB and a PDF, etc. But they do update this, I think, fairly regularly. But it's a good thing to just run through and get an overview, and you can see how other people work. This is one of the things I love to do, is find out how other people work, their workflows, etc. And this is just like the granddaddy of them all. I think of it kind of as like a semi-Bible. Everything they cover and do is just fantastic. It's brilliant. You just have to look at it, check it out. The next one is Good UI. It's called A Good User Interface. Now, this basically goes through best practices for user interfaces and usability. So they've got things like general ideas, essentially. So we've got like the first idea here is try a one column layout instead of multi columns. And it explains why you might want to do that. Like, for example, giving you better control over the narrative on the page and stuff like that. They've got a whole bunch of these. It's really, really good. There's a lot of things that you might not think about. Like as a developer, you kind of get away from that empathy and you kind of think more rigid, like writing a program as opposed to an interface, which is something that someone would use. So it's really worth checking out. It's at goodui.org. It's all free. And there's some really, really good points and ideas here. Now, I don't know if they update this regularly. I come here every now and then, and I don't think it's really changed too much over the time, but still there's a lot of good information here, and it's always good to come back and get a little refresher. Like another really good one here is try designing for zero data instead of just data-heavy cases, which is something I think a lot of people miss out, and I have done this before, and I've done one of my side projects, Email Setup Buddy. I need to fix this because that one does have this zero data problem. So go check it out. I think this is definitely a good one to bookmark. The next we have is North. This is at github.com/north/north. And basically it's design and development standards to align and guide your project. They do have a URL here, pointnorth.io. I think that's their actual website. But essentially what it is, that's the actual guide. They've got it all up here as well. And basically it goes through absolutely everything. So the development process, content strategy, visual design, responsive design, performance, building blocks, tools and resources, etc. So they have a lot of stuff here. It's a very curated list of information. Again, sort of like the Thoughtbot's Playbook, but another good one. It's probably, I'd put it in second place to the Playbook, but it's just a different take. Someone's different take on these kind of guides. The next one is Web Fundamentals, a bit tongue-tied there, which is best practice for modern web development. This one's by Google, so this is at developers.google.com/web/fundamentals, and it's generally centered around building great multi-device web experiences, that, as they say on their site. And they cover absolutely everything in here, so they've got multi-device layouts, the tools, how you want to do your look and feel, the principles of site design, forms and user input, which is it's a really good area, that one, images, audio and video, optimizing performance, monetization, device access and integration. And I think there's more within those that they actually go through to some fairly deep nested resources in there. The next one, I think this is a really, really important one, and it's growing a lot, is the JSON API. This is at jsonapi.org. Now, this is basically a standard for generating JSON resources and APIs. Now, seeing as we're moving into this like heavy front-end JavaScript kind of setup that we're going with in new projects, etc., this is really, really important because a lot of frameworks are starting to adopt this JSON API standard. Now, it's not officially a standard to my knowledge, but they're trying to make it so. So this basically gives you a standard set of how your API data should be returned. And if you've ever worked with it before, I've implemented parts of it, it really does make developing your API much easier, as well as implementing it later on in a front-end framework. So definitely check out jsonapi.org. This is a must read, and I recommend for anyone who's building an API to definitely have a look through it and adopt some of the practices they've got there. Now, another one, this one's not so much a guide, but it's kind of a library. So this is on zurb.com/triggers. So this is a trigger library for making product design decisions. So they've got everything here from how you would, it's like a showcase. So how you would list achievements, anchoring things, how you're appealing to values, collecting data, things like that. They've got all these patterns that they've collected from over the web. So it's quite nice. There's a lot there. It'll take you a while to go through, but it's really good if you just need some kind of inspiration for something. It's worth going there. The next one is, this one's a little bit not so much a guide and more of a checker, I guess you want to call it. Now, this is at feedthebot.com. So basically what you do is you go to this site, you enter in a URL you want to test, and it checks if your site follows the Google Webmaster Guidelines, and it gives you a pretty good evaluation. Now, this is free, and it will explain to you what you need to do, as well as it gives you guides here. So they've got a few categories here, like be clearly better, make pages for users, create useful pages, clear hierarchy and text links, titles and alt tags, give users a map, etc. There's tons and tons of stuff on here. And that's another really good one. I plug sites into here every now and then just to make sure that they are kind of keeping up with what Google Webmaster would like, which should hopefully increase rankings and search visibility. And the last one here, which is quite nice. So Zach Holman, who's a GitHub developer, created this site called speaking.io. And essentially it's about helping you with public speaking, whether it be at a conference or at a meetup or I suppose even on a podcast. Now, it's really, really good. He's detailed everything. So you can basically go through and, you know, finding out where to talk, what you need to do, best practices, like how to build your actual presentation. So building your slides and everything, right down to the UX and of a slide, for example, like setting out the typography, about animations, about using images and color. It's really, really good. They've got preparation, how to do your delivery, so sorting out your voice and stuff like that, and stuffing up, which is another pretty good one. You got some really good points there, and it's really, really nice. There's actually a talk. I watched this the other day, so it's called The Talk on Talks that Zach gave, and it's really, really good, and it kind of makes you want to talk more in terms of presenting, you know, whether it be at your own business, for example, so wherever you work, at your meetups, conferences, whatever. But that's basically it. They're the guides I wanted to go over, which was ThoughtBot's Playbook, Good UI, North Guidelines, Web Fundamentals, JSON API, Design Triggers, how to follow the Google guidelines at Feed the Bot, and then speaking.io. If you have any others that you think are worth mentioning, please make a comment on codacatchup.com or send an @ reply on Twitter @codacatchup. Anyway, we'll catch you in the next episode.